DW.
Jakob Heinzer is 27 and does not want to die. Nevertheless, he knows that death is exactly what he is risking. Jakob is one of seven young people who began a hunger strike in Berlin on August 30th. The climate crisis is, he says, the biggest crime in human history, and his is the last generation with the power to act. Shortly after this interview was recorded, Jakob was hospitalised following a collapse.
Hi, Jakob. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Great. How are you doing?
Yeah, considering the circumstances while I'm on indefinite hunger strike, I'm doing quite okay. I'm feeling a little bit weak. And yeah, I'm hungry. I'm very hungry, but I'm okay.
Yeah. Listen, it's not very original, but I think I will probably start actually just by asking you to tell me a little bit about yourself, who you are, and of course, how you came to this decision, how you came to decide to risk your life by refusing food.
Yeah. I was this year a part of a group which was organizing mass civil disobedience action in Berlin. And after that action did not got the attention we were hoping for, a small group of people realized we need to make the next step and show people it's about life and death, because too many people are not looking at the facts and the horrific future we're facing when we continue this course.
And of course, it is election season in Germany. German elections will be held on September 26th. And for young people, of course, it's an absolutely existential election, because it really is about who's going to be in charge during this very narrow time frame that we have, according to the IPCC report, to actually keep warming within 1.5 degrees. And yet, it's an election that's going to be decided by the old, because Germany's demographics mean that never before have there been so few first-time voters. The over 60s have more votes than the under 40s, everyone under 40 combined. What's your message for older voters?
Yeah, you're right. These elections are really, really important. My message to elderly people is that you have a responsibility to your children. You have a responsibility to your grandchildren, because it's about their lives. Because we don't want to be sent to war fighting for resources and land.
I can hear the fear and the urgency in your voice.
Yeah, I am. I'm truly scared of the future.
The Swedish environmentalist Andreas Malm has published a book recently, yeah, called How to Blow Up a Pipeline. And his thesis is basically that if politicians don't act now, then younger generations will take radical action. Do you think that you are one of many to come? Do you think that this is a form of action that more and more young people are going to reach for as they become more and more desperate and disillusioned about the possibility of any political action within the time frame needed?
I believe that, yeah. I believe that, because this is a desperate decision. It's not a decision because we would like to do what we do. I mean, I don't want to starve to death. And I am sure that many more people will join again in the streets, because we need to. We have nothing to lose. We have everything to win. We have nothing to lose.
One last question. I was looking at your website, which is very well put together. This is obviously an action that hasn't been taken on the spur of the moment. There's obviously a lot of thought and a lot of planning that's gone into this. One of the things that really chilled me was I saw that there were scheduled Zoom meetings, so Zoom press conferences that are scheduled, and the dates were going right up to the election. So that implies that you are imagining yourselves to be still on hunger strike, and you will have taken medical advice and you will know everything that I know and more, and the physical and psychological toll of that is potentially absolutely life-changing, if not life-ending. Do you think it's going to come to that? And how do you feel about that? And how have you prepared your family for that?
It's difficult to think back to the week where I told everybody that I'm going on indefinite hunger strike. It was kind of traumatizing because many people cried. Many people said, I shouldn't do that. My life is more important than this climate crisis. And somehow I agree that my life is more important for me, but it's more important that this world wakes up and we we need to change everything. I mean, if not, I'm going to starve anyway at some point in late in this century, or sent to war, or gonna see my family and friends who are starving to death. So I need to take this action. And at some point, my friends and family understood that I need to take this action. They support me right now.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Wish you every strength.
DW.